What does it mean if it was surrounded for purposes of living? If you built a living space in it, or you made an entrance from your house to this area, and then you surrounded it. The Mishnah Berurah says that all these cases are considered a mukaf l'shem dira because it was made for purposes, it was surrounded for purposes of living. But if you surrounded it and then you built a house in it, or you built something and then you surrounded it, but there was no entrance from your house to that place, and then you built the entrance from your house to that place after surrounding it with a fence, that's called hukaf shelo l'shem dira because it's clear that you didn't make the area specifically for living purposes. The Mishnah Berurah adds, though, that if you thought clearly at the time that you made the fence that you were planning on building something in it or something like that, this area should act as a chatzer, or that's a house when you built originally and then you surrounded it in the end, you thought, oh, I want to have this other area that I'm going to make an entrance into the area as well. So maybe you could be makel and say that this is called hukaf l'shem dira because you really did be makif l'shem dira in your mind. If you have a construction area, so from the Sankarel, it says that if they're near the houses of the city where people are already living and they're going to end up being part of the city and people have already started building there, so that's not called a karpif, and you wouldn't need to and it wouldn't have the status of hukaf shelo l'shem dira. The Nodeb Yehuda discusses a zoo, if that's called mukaf l'dira, and he ends up saying that it's not called mukaf l'dira because it's not normal for people to live amongst animals, so therefore that would be something that would be problematic to carry in. The Mechaber continues, V'imhaya mukaf shelo l'shem dira, if it was originally surrounded not for living purposes, V'rotala kipa l'dira, now you want to make it such that it is mukaf l'dira, that you would be able to walk in it, Einotar carry in it, Einotar chlifrots kula, you don't have to knock down the entire fence, Eliyifrots bo pirsa b'yosmer sar, just make a hole of more than 10, V'nimsa b'ayis pasuach bo below hekef, and now the house will be open to that area without any fence. You don't have to be porates the entire height of the fence either, the Mishnah Berurah says, as long as it's no longer 10 tefachim high, that's going to be good enough to be considered as though there's no mechitz. As well, if there was already a hole of 10, so then you just need to make a hole a little bit bigger, and that's enough to be considered that when you rebuild it, it's considered hukaf l'shem dira. So then you rebuild that area. Oama hayasera lesser amos, or that extra ama that's more than 10 amos, and now it'll be less than a 10 amos hole. Now it's considered open and surrounded for purposes of living. The imparats ama ugidara, v'chazar uparats ama etzal masha gadar, v'chazar asakena shishlim alasar. If you just keep on knocking down an ama and rebuilding and knocking down an ama and rebuilding until it becomes 10, that's also going to be mutter. As well, the Mishnah Berurah says you could put up a tzuras of Pesach, that would count also as enclosing the area l'shem dira.